www.planet50s.com. It's crazy.
Some just great New York sound. When you talk about the Jesters, the Paragons, and a huge list. The Jesters actually from Cooper High School in Harlem. And that song you just heard, So Strange, actually hit number 100 on the Billboard charts. Something that I find interesting that's kind of related is in 1959, JG Records, which was part of the Jubilee record empire, if you will, released an LP called The Paragons Meet the Jesters. Now, that was just one of five different LPs that were kind of a match set, in a sense. There was four others that included Whoppers, Boppin', The Cadillacs Meet the Orioles, and Rumble. From the concept covers, they look like motorcycle gang hoodlums. And, you know, they're basically pulling records out of the Jubilee label, Josie Whirlin' Disc. And, of course, the Winley that you just heard, both of those on Winley. The albums were pretty interesting for the day. Certainly amongst the first compilation albums, although not necessarily the first one. And, you know, you talk about the Jesters, you almost always talk about the Paragons in the same breath. They were both equally great. And according to Paul Winley in something that I read, he said that the Paragons were real hoodlums, real zip gun street wearing hoodlums. But he didn't care because he was young and, I don't know, maybe he was the same. Who knows? Great songs, though, and great sounds from those groups. Also heard from Jesse Belvin with Dear Heart from 1956. There's a guy out of Los Angeles that just couldn't seem to do anything wrong. Had himself in a number of different groups. You probably never know how many exactly. But it was a mainstay in Los Angeles. Could write a song on the spot, especially if he needed a little change. And then there was the Teddy Bears, To Know Him Is to Love Him from 1958. That included Phil Spector. He was one of the three folks in that trio. He loved the song. He had actually written it, so that may have been part of it. Sandy Nelson, the drummer, was in on that session. Number one record for him, for sure. And the female voice that you heard was Annette Kleinbard. And she ended up changing her name to Carol Connors. She was a writer for the most part. I think she actually recorded a few songs. But she wrote the Ripcord song, Hey Little Cobra. And a little bit later on, the Academy Award-nominated Rocky theme song, Gonna Fly Now. She did that along with Ann Robbins, I believe. Anyway, lots of history there. The Teddy Bears made a few more records, but none of them had the impact of the one that you heard. The number one record, To Know Him Is to Love Him, from 1958. Go cruising into the 5 to 6 o'clock hour here on Community Radio, KVMR FM, Nevada City, KCPC, Camino. The R&B, doo-wop, and rock and roll for the 50s and early 1960s coming your way. Here's a good one now from Les Cooper, a long-lost oldie called Wiggle Wobble on KVMR FM.
ba 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 ba